A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 38 degrees, and KSL's top story. Governor Cox says he'll do whatever it takes to make sure thousands of unused vaccine doses stay in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with the story.
Governor Cox says there are around 26,000 unused doses from a federal partnership with the pharmacies that was set up to vaccinate state's long-term care facilities. So it's the federal government who's in charge of those doses, and Governor Cox says he wants to keep them in Utah.
It's going to happen. We're going to make it happen. Willingly or not, it's going to happen.
He says the feds are willing partners in getting those doses in arms. The health department says Saturday is the estimated timeline for all of the first doses to be given to Utah's long-term care residents, and once they know exactly how many are left, they'll negotiate to redistribute those to other providers. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The Weber Morgan Health Department says it's sorry after thousands of people had trouble with its website while trying to register for a vaccination appointment. The department says the system was wholly overwhelmed by the number of people trying to register. The website will stay down until it's entirely fixed. The department says they know some people were in the middle of registering when the system crashed. They say you should get an email telling you if your registration was completed. KSL News Time 5:31, the Utah Department of Health is reporting 2,100 new positive cases of COVID this afternoon. The agency says there are 529 people in the hospital now. 30 more Utahns have died from the virus. To date, more than 193,000 vaccine doses have been administered. KSL News Time 5:32. President Biden signed 10 executive orders today. They target the pandemic. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president's actions aimed at slowing the spread of coronavirus and ramping up vaccinations. He says his COVID plan rivals anything they've done after some of the nation's worst natural disasters.
We're in a national emergency, and it's time we treat it like one, together with a national plan as the United States of America.
President Biden ordering all foreign travelers get COVID tested before flying to the U.S. Other orders include speeding vaccine production, freeing disaster relief money, and working better with local governments to get vaccines out faster. Both houses of Congress today have passed a waiver allowing retired General Lloyd Austin to serve as defense secretary. The retired four-star general retired from the Army in 2016 and is short of the required time outlined in the National Security Act, which requires commissioned officers to be out of service for 7 years before taking a civilian post. Now that Democrats are in control of Congress, some lawmakers in the party are pushing for a quick Senate impeachment trial for the former president. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the trial is still in the works.
Speaker Pelosi will determine when she will send the articles over. Leader McConnell and I are trying to come up with a bipartisan agreement on how to conduct the trial. But make no mistake about it, there will be a trial.
Speaker Pelosi says House managers will deliver the impeachment article once the Senate agrees on rules for a trial. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Tokyo Winter Olympics, which were postponed last year and rescheduled for this summer, probably aren't happening. The Times of London is reporting this evening that the Japanese government has concluded the games will have to be canceled due to ongoing effects of the pandemic. Rather than rescheduling again, the Times reports Japan will try to secure a future Olympic Games, probably in 2032. Again, this is a report from the Times UK. Senator Mike Lee says President Biden shouldn't reopen a can of worms when it comes to Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments, at least not without input from local leaders here. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
All of Utah's federal delegation put their name on the letter to the president, saying land management decisions have been done to Utah, not with Utah. Senator Mike Lee tells KSL using the Antiquities Act would make it impossible for the president to honor his promise of unity.
Here it's being used in a particularly nasty way.
In his monthly address, Governor Spencer Cox says he's glad it wasn't an automatic reversal of President Trump's order.
That really is the next step, is sitting down our team and the Biden administration's team.
But the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition says they want the borders restored to what President Obama declared. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Drivers in Riverton can expect closures as long as 7 months because of a new road project. UDOT is converting the intersection at 126 South and Bangor Highway into a freeway-style interchange. Spokesman John Gleason says there will be some decent alternate ways to get around.
114th South and 134th South are good alternatives there. You won't be able to go straight through on 126, but you still can make right-hand turns on and off of 126 from Bangor and in that area.
Gleason says UDOT knows it's going to be inconvenient for a while, 7 months, but adds it'll be worth it to make the growing area easier to navigate. KSL News Time 5:36. While you're navigating your way home, here's Ricky Meese with a check on traffic.
We have a new crash. It's on the ramp from eastbound I-80 to get to I-215's West Belt. It is out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up, the first big problem for Joe Biden's security team. Stay here. My minute of news is next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.